Every day, thousands of motorists on the New Jersey Turnpike pass it, a monolith-like building that looks a little bit like an oversized shipping container. It's the skeleton of what's supposed to become America's busiest shopping mall, known as American Dream. But this American Dream has been plagued by years of delays and questions about its business model. All this week, WNYC is teaming up with reporters from NJ Spotlight and Bloomberg Businessweek to figure out how this multi-million dollar mall got to this point. In our first story, WNYC's Ilya Maritz and NJ Spotlight's John Reitmeier examine how it all began.
John, it was the kind of party you remember.
Yeah, it had everything.
I mean, oysters, shrimp, one room for martinis.
Just for the martinis.
Just for the martinis.
Christy Brinkley was there. There was a fake ski slope, and it had artificial snow.
Guy came flying down on us, and he looked like he was coming right at the table.
James Casella was one of hundreds of invited guests at this party, all there to celebrate a vision. This vision for a sparkling, immense shopping mall.
What are you thinking as you're walking through this?
I'm thinking that, wow, in a few years from now, this is going to be wild down here.
Well, this is what it actually looks like today. A vast, cavernous dinosaur of a building next to a highway, fenced off with chains and locks.
I saw two little cats scampering by. I guess they were strays. They looked like strays.
I met Matt Regan across the New Jersey Turnpike in the parking lot of MetLife Stadium. He was grilling burgers in the rain before a Springsteen concert.
They're gonna f*** it up again. It's never gonna open.
Why do you say?
Because they've already had more than enough money to build what they wanted to build, and they haven't done it yet. As long as I can remember, they've been working on this thing, and it's just not going to happen. It makes me angry every time I drive by it.
But the story doesn't end here. Like a zombie roused by a spell, the building has recently heaved back to life. Workers are on site. Who knows? They may even finish what could turn out to be the most expensive building ever built in New Jersey. $5 billion.
So this week, we're going to go deep on the unfinished mall they call American Dream. With online shopping growing every year, we'll ask whether malls have a future. We'll see the extraordinary lengths New Jersey is prepared to go to complete the mall, and we'll find out who's making money along the way.
But to really understand this thing, we gotta let you in on a little history.
Keep going straight.
Yeah. James Casella took us down to the site. He's the mayor of East Rutherford, New Jersey. Maybe you've heard of it.
MetLife Stadium, East Rutherford, New Jersey. The joint is jumping as the New York Giants come out onto the field.
That's right, the town with the football stadium. Casella has been East Rutherford's mayor for the past 21 years.
How do you manage to get elected 6 times?
Luck? I don't know. Certainly not my good looks, that's for sure.
He's a former tire salesman in a Brooks Brothers suit.
And he's got that New Jersey pride.
You know, people from New York say the swamps of New Jersey. We refer to it as the Meadowlands.
Mayor Casella says when he was young, this was the place your mom told you not to go, like there were garbage fires. But then in the 1970s, things started to change. They built a football stadium and a racetrack, and some developers started talking about adding shopping. In 2003, New Jersey selected the Mills Corporation to build a mega mall, and they called it Xanadu.
There's a world of opportunity called Meadowlands Xanadu.
This is from the promotional video.
Where mind and body overcome life's daily stresses. Where the great outdoors comes inside to play.
Oh boy. So Mills Corporation breaks ground on a ski slope and shopping center that's more than 2 million square feet. But building it turns out to be a lot more expensive than they expected, and Mills nearly goes bankrupt. So it's curtains for developer number one.
So enter developer number two, Colony Capital. Their team of investors includes Steven Mnuchin, Donald Trump's nominee for Treasury Secretary. But pretty quickly, Colony runs into trouble as well. Turns out their banker is a subsidiary of Lehman Brothers. You know, the investment bank that failed in 2008. So in 2010, still dealing with the fallout of Lehman, developer number two gives up on Xanadu.
By now, people are calling it Xanadon't. The mall project has outlasted Governor Jim McGreevy, Acting Governor Dick Cody, and Governor John Corzine. It falls into the lap of a new governor, Chris Christie.
When he was running for office in 2009, Christie criticized this vision of a mega mall built on state-owned land. Not long after getting elected, he called it
by far the ugliest damn building in New Jersey, maybe in America.
But he's the governor now, and it's his ugly building to deal with. And Christie faces a choice. Go big or go home. Christie goes big. He selects developer number 3. He says these guys have the know-how. They're so good.
When the fans from around America and the world come streaming to New Jersey for the Super Bowl in February of 2014, they will be spending a lot of time in this building.
Spoiler alert. Seattle beat Denver, and nobody went to the mall. Because it was standing there lonely and unfinished. But check this out. The new developers are interesting. It's a family-run business out of Canada called Triple Five. You may not have heard of Triple Five, but you've probably heard of Mall of America. They own it.
And the first thing these Canadian developers do when they arrive? They try to break the curse of Xanadont. They give the mall a new name. A name so aspirational, so optimistic, it's just got to succeed.
The American dream at Meadowlands.
Who can be against the American dream?
That last voice you heard is Nader Gurmezian, one of the new developers. His plan is make American dream much more than a mall. Make it a destination.
How do you like walking to Hawaii? You wonder what I'm talking about. We'll have an indoor glass dome water park with 6-foot waves. You can walk to Hawaii, 85 degree temperature, 365 days of the year.
Xanadu is dead. Long live American Dream. And it isn't just the name that's new. New Jersey is going to take a new approach. Instead of helping the mall indirectly with improvements to roads and stuff like that, Governor Christie decides the perennially cash-strapped state is going to pledge sales taxes to help finish construction. Make New Jersey a true partner. This will be the biggest economic development project in the history of the state.
And yet, here we are, standing with Mayor Casella on a bridge overlooking this enormous shell of a building.
How do people in town feel about this?
I think they're kind of like, what is the term used? May?
I think he means meh. M-E-H.
It's here. If it opens, fine. If it doesn't, so be it.
Resigned?
Yeah.
If it's ever built, the developers hope it'll be the highest grossing shopping center in the world, with over 40 million visitors a year.
But all across America, malls are being demolished. Today, American Dream is the only large suburban mall under development anywhere in the United States. The only one. That's our story tomorrow. I'm Ilya Marritz.
And I'm John Reitmeier.